horrible thing. A man who is...
He was just 20 years old when, on December 2nd, 1950, Corporal Roy Fink went missing in combat at Chosin Reservoir in Korea. More than six decades later, his remains have been returned to the United States. Fink's remains were laid to rest with full military honors at Forest Lawn Cemetery. The flag draping his coffin was handed to his nephew, Paul Dufresne, whose last contact with his uncle was when he was held as a baby. He says the interment brings closure for his family and perhaps some hope for others still waiting for missing loved ones.
You can count on the Army never giving up. Never. If we could find our uncle, the Army could find our uncle and bring him back home 66 years later.
Most of those attending the service never met Fink. Some were fellow veterans, including retired Erie County Sheriff Thomas Higgins, who also served in Korea.
He's here where he grew up for a few years. He'd be about 85, 86 if he was alive today. So very few people remember him, but it's nice to see the people that are here, a lot of veterans.
Certified the President of the United States.
Fink was posthumously awarded the Purple Heart. He was just one of a little more than 1,000 U.S. servicemen killed in battle at Chosin Reservoir. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.